wonderful, as always. Angelina, is that your name? You're a little bit too old, probably, to come up here, aren't you? Are you feeling too old to come up here? Would you, if you're willing? You don't have to if you don't want to. I always pick on the young ones. Thank you for coming up. I appreciate it. So we're going to talk about seeds today. So you know what seeds are. You're big enough. You know what seeds are, right? So show me on this where you see a seed. Okay. Do you know what this is? There's a lot of adults here that don't know. Lots of people have asked me what this is. What is this? Linda? Oh, it's a lemon cucumber. It's a lemon cucumber. And some people say it tastes a little bit like a lemon. It tastes like a cucumber to me. But when I slice it in half, it looks just like the inside of a lemon when you cut a lemon in half, I think. Can anybody that can see this, what is this? It's a cherry tomato. Where's the seeds? Okay, right. So we have seeds. Oh, that things grow from seeds, right? Okay. So I'm going to put one of these little cherry tomato seeds in the ground, and I want it to grow a lemon cucumber. How's that going to work? You're laughing at me. That's good. How's that going to work for me? It's not going to work, right? It's not going to work. And vice versa. If I want a pineapple, can I put an apple seed in? I mean, it sounds kind of the same, right? But can I put a pineapple seed in the ground and expect to get an apple? No, right. So you get out of a plant, out of a seed, what you put in, right? If you put in a pumpkin, you're going to get a pumpkin, hopefully, because a pumpkin will grow, right? If you put in a tomato seed, you're going to get a tomato. So in the scripture that Brian read this morning from the book of James, James talked about a seed of righteousness. Help Angelina. It's Angelina, right? Okay. Pardon? Angelina. Okay, got it. So help Angelina out here. What might be a seed of righteousness? What are we trying to grow? Kindness. Forgiveness. Love. Truism? Truth. Truth, yes. Truism, not so much. Truth, yes. Tolerance. Patience. Respect. Okay. So, if we sow a seed of lying or cheating or envy or meanness, what are we going to grow? Those very things, right? What you put in, you get out. So we can't expect to be sowing seeds of envy and strife and fighting and arguing or lying or stealing or misbehaving and expect to have a harvest of righteousness, can we? So we got to remember when those things happen, and it happens to all of us, not just young people, happens to old people too, right? We need to ask God's forgiveness, clean the slate, and start over again. That's why every week we have our unison prayer of confession, so that we can confess the ugly sins, right? And God forgives us and wipes clean that slate. And then we can work at sowing the seeds of righteousness. And life will be better because of it. Let's pray. Holy and loving God, I thank you for Angelina and her braveness for coming forward today. Lord, we ask your blessings upon her and her family especially. And Lord, help us to learn about these seeds of righteousness. Help us to sow those seeds and grow those seeds so that we can live lives worthy of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming up.